Rinpoche asks us to start out by developing our enlightened attitude, bodhicitta, as he explained before.
Kanke parasava tambichu jirambani, po kanchin jongje, tupta machemu, machik labje dhume, dhuma la, dene se java tundupchu tupale, talam dongkang logu tupale.
From all the topics to be known within the genuine Dharma, Rinpoche chooses here to explain a praise which is sung by the son of Machik Labdren, the famous or the one of the most famous female siddhas, which came from Tibet, the land of snows. The son was called Gyalwa Dendrup. And it is a praise which he offered to Machik Labdren at the southern door of the cremation shrine.
Je ma mami ye hin kado ma ma drapa san ne tuni to ma hirap jin la san sa lo hi sa
I think the most important line of the translation is the last one. Reading this translation is far from beyond finalized, particularly the verses. I count on your inspirations.
Tene chete your.
So the first verse reads in this state, Ye, my mother, wisdom Dakini, beyond being of humankind. Mother, through purifying obscurations, you have realized emptiness. Mother, full of prajna, to you I prostrate and offer praise. Mother, through separating mind from body, you demonstrate emptiness. Mother, full of instructions to you, I prostrate and offer praise.
Tini chete yor koma am yor cholam bhavadare. Ma mami yekin kandoma. Ma de ta se java tundu range. Tini chipa ma yimbe. Selna ma sumbare. Mami malende pe. Yehije kandoma. Ma drapa sang tuni to. Sombarata, tumba nije tungun som to topala. Drapa sangam, drapa sepam, drapa jangore. Tisena, ma drapa sangne, ma cherang, deni drapa sangne, tumba nije tung. Topata. Tuni je tung, un som to topasena. Mahirap jin la sanzalo. Tene tanda yomla hirap chembo yoba. Hirap dan dembam. Hirap chembo nga goni dobare.
Yom dila seki ama.
Rere yom hesare. Mahesa hiraya.
Kye, my mother, wisdom dakini, beyond being of humankind. Kye is a vocative, an expression of praise to somebody who is higher to you, or to somebody whom you express, to whom you respect. Yes, and it says, "Kye, my mother." Again, Gyalwa Dendrup addresses his own mother. It's here, Machik Labdren. He says, my mother, wisdom Dakini beyond being of humankind. The Tibetan only says, Mimin Yeshe Kandroma, non-human wisdom Dakini. But this non-human wisdom Dakini expresses that she is a Dakini, which is beyond being a human. She, her mother, through purifying obscurations, you have realized emptiness. In order to directly realize emptiness, you have to purify your obscurations. You have to exhaust all kinds of obscurations. Then you get direct realization. And this is what Magic Labdrin has undergone. She first purified all of her obscurations, and thus she realized emptiness. And therefore, because she has purified her obscurations and realized emptiness, Gyalwa Dondrup praises her here as the mother who is full of prajna in the next life. To you I prostrate and offer praise.
Tene drapa sangne ki pe drapa tela drapa yewa mandrava na tsopa yone yang drapa de dona tene nyong mongpe drapa tang tharpa la bardo chopa nyong mongpe drapa tang tam chen chen pa zopa sangje jo kompan thopa la dribzi hibja drapa te drapa nyi sundukri.
Saying here you have purified all obscurations. There are many types of divisions of obscurations, but all these various obscurations one could summarize into two main kinds of obscurations. The first type of obscurations are those of klishas, or obscurations of afflictions, and the second type of obscurations are those obscurations which hinder you from knowledge. These are obscurations which hinder you from getting the final state of Buddhahood. These are obscurations which hinder you from the omniscience of a perfect Buddha.
Tharpa, tene nyentu tan ranjar je, lakye tan lami je dra chomba. Lami dra chomba, thopara seba la, tene nyumumba dhapa pango. Yuri don't la chakpa and docha, yido mongbala dama, then Kanza got dancing, Kanza got dancing tang, dancing le somewhere, new mumba pangore, dancing than dancing le somewhere, new mumma said, no, then the Dachumba took to Gumare.
Lakmegi
Dachumba, Lami Dachumba Tokala. Chetang Dachum Senator, Dachum tang, Dachum la lakye lami.
Describing the realization of Shravakas and Pratyekas, one calls them Arhats, or if you have the realization of the Shravakas or Pratyeka Buddhas, you are an Arhat. Usually one speaks of two kinds of Arhat, those with reminder and those without a reminder. In order to get the state of an Arhat, you just merely have to get rid of the obscurations of afflictions. So how to become an Arhat is you give up your ego clinging, and due to having given up your ego clinging, you have abandoned your obscurations of afflictions also. You don't cling to pleasant things anymore, and you don't want to give up unpleasant things anymore. You have given up all your ego clinging as a basis, and with that, the obscurations of afflictions.
Then his drapati, Ta Tamjin Chamba, his two Tamjin Munsum, then Chamba Mzeba, Zoba Sanji to combat Drabala, T Tingdo, Tito, the heaves the drapa, Segore, heaves the drapa, Pachat and Jeba, Sepa and Pangovare, heaves the drapa Mazena, Sanji to combat Matabore.
In order to get the perfect state of Buddhahood, you have to also give up the obscurations which hinder you from knowledge. If you have given up the obscurations which hinder you from knowledge, then you have reached omniscience. That means you have directly seen the true nature of things. You have directly seen emptiness. You have given up all obscurations of which hinder you from knowledge, and that is the state of a perfect Buddha. If you don't give up the obscurations of knowledge, including the habitual tendencies, if you don't exhaust these, then you cannot attain the state of a perfect Buddha.
Tene Magic Labdrin Tini Chuko Yom Chemi Drupa Tang Jibtsin Drume Drupa Yimbar Yimbasena Tene drapa sangnan somare. Chirang drapa sangne, nyomomba drapa da hizi drapa sangne, tene tongpa nyeji tong to so. Tongpa nyeji tong ngon somdo to kore.
Here in this case, Machik Labdren is described, or generally it is said that Machik Labdren is an emanation of the Dharmakayama, the Prajnaparamita. Also she is described as an emanation of Tara. And here in this case, therefore, she is praised as the one who has exhausted both the types of obscurations and thus directly seen emptiness.
Tene hirap tiende, kunzub ji hira, tene tonta japa, pote junior bada nyamare rila, tsare, lo topata, lo hajan jogu hirata, tene tonta japa, tsikdum malupan chambi hira vire. Tendam ji hirap de tene tongba ni ji tongon som to to bese na ne ma hirap ji na san sa to se na hirap chen bo ye pe chan ni san sa wa tan to ba ki bre
Machik Labdren is here called mother full of prajna, or mother full of superior knowledge. This prajna, or this superior knowledge, refers to the two types of prajna, to the relative type of prajna and to the ultimate type of prajna. Relatively, she possesses this prajna because she was reading the Prajnaparamita texts again and again. She was able to read these texts, which is made of 12 volumes, within one day. That's very quick. And this is understanding emptiness through the text. This is the relative prajna. But she also has seen emptiness directly, which is the absolute prajna. So here she has both the types of prajna, relative and absolute. Therefore, she is praised like as the mother full of prajna.
Kepa mangbo tang top to mangbo la dolen am tsoeba zoniang tene tamche le jarbo se na tene ha chen khirap chen bo yobare khirap chen bo yobe yichi yobare tese na ma khirap chen la sa da.
When Machik Labdren came into this life, she was a very good scholar. She was so learned that she could debate with any scholar who was there at those days. There were many very experienced or very learned scholars, and she was able to defeat all of them in debate. This is also a sign that she had great wisdom or great intelligence or great
practice.
Therefore, at those days, there were many scholars, many siddhas, and many translators who became the students of Machik Labdren because she possessed such great knowledge.
Ma lusin tarve tuni tung dama jinla sansa lohi sabasona ta tsignirinirin.
The next two lines read, mother, through separating mind from body, you demonstrate emptiness. Mother, full of instructions, to you I prostrate and offer praise.
Lusin trabe toni ton hebe ton sorte, Machik Labdren dreme tini, poa namka gonji je dama je, lu dan sem trate, ying dan rekpa sete, sem je nelok, yom sem je ne lok tongpa ni je tong ngo te pa se na ma lu sen chan ne jerang tongpa ni tuen gado lo ma la ten ra vi dam nga di yin la yo ma re yin la me pa che chu re ma dam nga jin la san ta lo ma dam nga samu jin dam nga samu tang dam nga ha jan nyo po jin rin do di se na jerang la san tsar ki ama jerang la nga san tsar ki te pan po gin ze ba re.
Through separating mind from body, you demonstrate emptiness. This refers to the teaching of Machik Labdren. She teaches a special kind of pova, which is called the pova of opening the door to space. Within a pova, within this kind of pova, your mind is going, is leaving the body. That is what pova means. So within this, these are the special instructions. Within this pova instructions, the mind leaves the body, but also she unifies awareness and space, or the awareness and expanse. These are the special kinds of instructions with which she points out the true nature of one's mind. That is expressed here, in other words, through separating mind from body, you demonstrate emptiness. Therefore, her son prostrates to her and offers praise to her as being the mother full of instructions. There are no other instructions which are as profound like that. He praises her like that because she gave these instructions which are not like other instructions. These instructions are very profound and very powerful. Therefore, he prostrates to her as the mother full of instructions.
Tinaya mache rang song ji le re me lawang lawang lula kormai chuwang sem nang korba yin song bare che kamani ne lai wang de lula ko go mare lawang lula ko nang gol pamba ya khala de ze lo nyang khala dor jen da wo ya nda ma da go go do wa ten da wo nge zo go mare chu je wang de sem nang ko ne sem je ne lo nge ngo de ge de song bare lawang lula kormai chuwang sem nang korba Tenyam Pova Namka Gonji Latina Semji Nelo Ngote Patere.
Machik Lapton said in a different context, I'm not the one who empowers the body with the deity, but I'm the one who empowers the mind with Dharma. That means if you empower the body with the deity, then you would put the empowerment vase onto the head, you would give nectar into the mouth of the one who is empowered, and you would put a vajra at the heart of the one who is empowered. This is an empowerment of a deity, which you give to a body, or to the body of those to be empowered. But this is not what Machik Lapdren does, but she empowers the mind with Dharma. And here she refers to her instructions that she is pointing out the true nature of mind of sentient beings. One of those instructions is this pova, which is called opening the door to space, with which she points out the true nature of mind.
Sem ying da rakpa yin mi diya, dine ying rik yin mi ji sem ngon te pa te, dine chuvang sem nung kuru ware.
The way how she points out the true nature of mind is her practice of pova, opening the door of space, opening the door to space, in which you separate your mind from the body through the pova. Then you rest within a state which is where the mind is awareness and expanse inseparable. Resting within this state, you can see or you can recognize the true nature of your mind. So thus, the true nature of your mind is pointed out. In the Vajrayana, one speaks of the four types of initiations or the four types of empowerments, the fourth of which is also an empowerment which is beyond an empowerment and beyond any substances of empowerments. Because the fourth empowerment is the pointing out instruction of your true nature of mind. There you don't need any substances of empowerments.
Tene yang ma chi ki song yure poa namka gonji den poa jai toda me sombare toda me ban den da me bare namka gonji jin poa de poa yinda ja ja tamba ka dogmare namka gonji di yagre sombare ti jumchen da kare sana poa yinda mang cheba lu dan sem traba cham sem tigli la sopa la gon tini omelani lu sem traba cham re tini Magic labjo dreme de namka gomji de le same chart the same je nelo hirab je par de semba same je nelo ngote be sena tenem po yenda jai toda me be jun sintere yin la le same tarwa sama do nelo ngote ba yo mare le same chart de namka gomji la le same chart de same je nelo ngote be sena chepa to ba
in another context magic labjo said this power of opening the door to space is much better or includes 100 of other ordinary powers. Why is that so? Because an ordinary power practice, you merely separate your mind from your body. You meditate on the tigli, on the drops, and transfer the mind out of your body. This is an ordinary poba. That's only what this is the only thing that's done in an ordinary poba. But here in this poba, which is called opening the door to the sky or opening the door to the expanse, you first of all separate mind from body, but on top of that you rest within the true nature of mind, and you rest within the state which is the true nature of mind, or which is prajna paramita, and thus you have recognized your true nature of mind. Therefore, this pova is much better than 100 ordinary povas.
Dhamma chenla sansarvane, ma tatu nrempe nyamgami, mara, ma nyamnyong chenla sansarvane, nyamnyong goni sansarvane.
The next two lines are a prostration to the mother who is full of experience. It reads, Mother, through wandering cemeteries, you are free of any fright. Mother full of experience, to you I prostrate and offer praise.
Tene ma charang nyam nyung chin re, nyam nyung chin be jung sen kar re sa na, shen dun jek pe ne, ma nam shen dun jek pe ne, tutu, Hindan Jekpa Totu La Jikta Jebutu Tsemu Menakananda Totu Lundroti Drupase Totu Lundroti Nyamin Sepatang. Then a Maya Manam Hindan Jekpa, Dead and Gil and Jikta Jevati, then he called the Dotte Ketang the Hataka Jumbatang Nyamin Sepati Sena, then he marched around Totu Nambala Nyamma Mapa, Jikta Mapa, Jumba Mapa, then Raundo. This is not much around Hajang Nyam Yong Jin Rindo, Man Yam Yong Jin Chila Santa Hindu.
Here, the mother Magic Labdrin is praised as being full of experience. Why is that? She is full of experience because she's free of any fright or free of any fear. She is free of any fear because she is wandering through cemeteries. She goes to cemeteries, to frightening places where ordinary people are very terrified and frightened. She goes to these places such as cemeteries, and she goes in the nighttime, which is a time where one usually is more frightened than at daytimes. And then she practices at those places. Therefore, she gained lots of experience. And not only does she go to these frightening places at fearful times, she also invites frightening beings like demons, Mara, and so on. Demons, Mara, hindrances. She calls them to come, and then she practices. And this is why she does not have any fear. She does not have any cowardice. She's fearless.
This is not the say Jarva to drop the rank of Martin, Yam Yong Jin, being each temple over it.
Therefore, for that reason, Gyalpa Dundrup has a great deal of trust in his mother that she is full of experience. And here he prostrates to her as the mother who is full of experience. The next two lines are a prostration to the mother, full of vigor, or full of power or abilities. It reads, Mother, by cutting through arrogance, you pacified all the Maras. Mother, full of vigor, to you I prostrate and offer praise.
どういったんて断然言ってんのそんわれてせな断然にんたちょばん断然めべせな断然めべせなちらんどいな人気ひねばれんどどい人気断然せぶとじどい人気ひねばやばてせなあまちらんはちゃんのばちんれんどたのばちんべにひよばれんどのばちんじゃまちょうらてねごそんこばちんぶさんさりけんちょじよんてんらめとど
Tibetan starts out with the word arrogance. It says she has cut through the rope of arrogance. The rope of arrogance stands here for ego clinging. She has given up her ego clinging. Also, the maras which arise from ego clinging don't appear anymore. Therefore, it is said here, she has pacified all the maras. Maras also arise from ego clinging as the root. If you cut your ego clinging, then the maras or demons will naturally be pacified. And this is a great ability. This is a great strength. I called it here vigor, but I'm not really happy with it.
That's
Amazon.
Yeah.
Therefore, Gyalpa Dundrup praises his mother having this great ability or having this vigor. He prostrates to her with his three doors, with body, speech, and mind, and great respect, and he praises his mother having such qualities. Therefore, once you have realized that what is selflessness, then you have pacified all maras and you can't be hindered by any demons, hindrances or obstacles anymore. The next two lines read, Mother, through pacifying the maras, your prime awareness does increase. Mother, full of realization, to you I prostrate and offer praise.
ま、 ma to kwa chin chola nga poka san sar chin to paso tena
mother through pacifying the maras your prime awareness does increase or your primordial wisdom your primordial awareness increases why does the primordial awareness increase because she has pacified the four types of mara. The four types of mara were explained the other day already. These four types of mara she has pacified. That means she dissolves them into the expanse of birthlessness or into the expanse of non-arisal. One could also say she pacifies the four types of mara into their own states. Or she pacifies the four types of Mara, or she self-liberates the four types of Mara. And through the self-liberation of the four types of Mara, her primordial awareness increases, and also the other way around, through the increasing of the primordial awareness, she is able to pacify the Maras. And thus, she has gained realization. When your primordial awareness is increasing, or her primordial awareness did increase, and through that she gained realization. And her son, Yava Dendrup, believes or trusts in that she is full of realization. Therefore, here he praises her with these terms.
Ma toni tokpe sanam nu, ma choni zola sansa tu.
The next two lines read, Mother, through realizing emptiness, you have reached the bhumis. Mother, full of accumulations, to you I prostrate and offer praise.
Tandi rotang de tinsegan rotang yabodo, ma cheran choni, sunam de ihiji choni zokwa jirendo. Choni zokwa jumsen kare, sanam noemba, cheran pakpa sato bare. Pakpa sato beseno, ihiji choyere, de choni zokwa. Papa San and Bijum Sinker, Macheran Tony Toba, Dendro, Macheran Chutam Tej and Nello Tombani, Jetong, some the Tope, Tope Senna, Teran, Sosuce, Sochi Marimundo, Pamarito, Papa San and Barito, Teran Papa San and Besena Tombani, Jetong, some the Tolkien, Papa San and Bam, Papa Sala. Pakpa sang on the jubasena, Pama sang on the jubasena, then a jarang tony zobare, Karasena, Tumbani jetun tope, he de, he jet sore, then a sonam jet sore, the zobo, Sir Jubzela Martin ba, then a ranga hajang hincha cheve, Hata, ranga, ranga lula tin de, then a chujin sabasena, de. え、そういうのもちょっとあれ。とんばに
Mother, through realizing emptiness, you have reached the bhumis. Mother, full of accumulations, to you I prostrate and offer praise. The Tibetan actually says, you have the two accumulations, or you perfected the two accumulations. Maybe you have a nicer translation for that. And here, Magic Labdrin is praised as the one who has perfected the two accumulations. The two accumulations are the accumulation of wisdom and the accumulation of merit. Why does she have perfected these two accumulations? She perfected the accumulations due to having reached the Bodhisattva Bhumis, or let's say the other way around, due to having realized emptiness, you reach the Bodhisattva Bhumis, This is the accumulation of wisdom. She has directly realized the meaning of emptiness. She knows the true nature of all phenomena and has directly seen this true nature of all phenomena. Thus she has reached the Bodhisattva Bhumis and completed or perfected the accumulation of wisdom. In this way, having reached the Bodhisattva Bhumis, she is no longer an ordinary person, but she is called an Arya, somebody who has reached the Bhumis. That means she has actualized female Aryahood. And it's not only the perfection of wisdom which she perfected, but also the perfection of merit. Usually you accumulate merit by making offering. And within her practice of chu, giving away of the generosity of giving away your body, this is the accumulation of merit. By giving away her body in this practice of chu, she gave away the most precious thing, the most precious offering to offer, which is your body, because this is what you cherish the most. Based on samadhi and offering this body within samadhi, she accumulates the accumulation of merit and she has perfected this accumulation of merit. Therefore, Machik Labdrin has perfected both the accumulations, and her son praises her here with these terms, mother, who has perfected both the accumulations. To you I prostrate and I offer praise.
Ma jimi gombe ngin lo ma korwa pang na san so tu chi so.
The next two lines, with which I'm not happy as well, read, mother, through meditating on birthlessness, taking things for real, you reversed. Mother, you abandoned samsara, to you I prostrate and offer praise.
Ma charang Jimmy Gombe, Jewa me betung Gombe. Kanzak da Jewa me batang, Chuja da Jewa me batang. Konde ji chutam je, Rangung o Jewa mebe, Jewa meba, Tongba ni ji tung Gombe. Jenga drupa than driver, Tongba ni ji tung jeranke, Gombar sebe, Nguyin lo. Nguyambar hemba, loba. ngon bar khen ba khen cha len de ba ngin lo ba kor bu chu tam je je wa me ba ton to pe ko ba la ngon bar khen ba me ba khen ba lo ba kor wa ju jin ten de cho zang je nang zang je mlam ta bu yo ba re ma to yang ta ba je wa me ba to ba se na ko ba la khen cha me ba ngin lo ba se na ma che rang ko ba pa ba re Kovala ne batado, main jikten than Korva ne ring, Kovala ne them, then me jeva, Pumiji zooks and Namazan remato, Munachera, Kova Bamare, and Kova Bambare, Kovalen debare. Tisan Kova Bambam, Kovalen debe, Machula, Amachula, Sansarki, near Sansarki.
Mother, through meditating on birthlessness, taking things for real, you reversed. Here it refers to the meditation of birthlessness, or the absence of an arisal in the beginning. She has meditated such birthlessness in that she has meditated that the self of an individual or the self of a person has never been born or has never been arising, that the self of phenomena has never been born, never been arising, that all phenomena of samsara and nirvana have never been born in the beginning, that is to speak that all of them are emptiness. Meditating on the absence of an arisal, meditating on emptiness, she has abandoned all her attachment to things as real. That means she is beyond any attachment. Especially she has attachment, she has abandoned or reversed her attachment to samsara as being real. Samsara on a relative level is just a mere appearance which comes about due to the coming together of causes and conditions. But on an absolute level, it is emptiness. It is beyond any arisal. It is birthlessness. In this way, although Machik Labdren came into samsara, she was born into the human realm, she was born with a female form, but all of this is just mere appearance. On the absolute level, she is beyond samsara, she is beyond being a human, and that is meant by she has abandoned samsara or she is beyond samsara. In this way, Gyalpa Dundrup praises her as the mother who has abandoned samsara.
Ma dangma ka dang tui na tong long dong chin ma long dong chin la san sa tu.
Mother, you teach instructions in accordance with the Buddha's words. Mother, you know the scripture's meaning. To you I prostrate and offer praise.
Ama chirang ke long ke tuan da ya pun chen ke tong. Long de sanji ji song re. Sanji ji long dong am sanji ji song de zo. Tene tar san pan chen ke tong. Long dong chen ke tong. Jun sen kar re se na ma chirang dang ngang ka dang tuan na tuan ke tong. Pe na kan sa ke dang mai pa hie na. Kolo tangbu sanje je ka tang tuen ni ke. Chu tam je tongba ni ke pa kap song kolo parpa tang tuen ni ke. Dehi ngin bo ke pa kap so tene tanda kolo somba dehi ngin bo do tang tuen ni ke. Dorje tekba ke pa kap so tene dorje tekbe joi tang tuen ni ke gandok. Di se na cheranga dangwa de ka tang tuen ni ke gandok. Rangge rangzo zo gomado dangwa ka tang tuen gandok. This is na ama chenang sanje je deni chu tanda kolo tambong kolo parpa kolo tama soje long jeja te so cheta ba yin de cheng do this is na ama chenang long dong cheta ba yin de cheng bi sen de cheng ba cheng bo de do this is na nga san sai nge san sai hin de.
Mother, you teach instructions in accordance with the Buddha's words. The mother is here praised as the one who knows the scripture's meaning. In Tibetan, the meaning of the lung. Lung refers to all what the Buddha has taught. She perfectly knows everything what the Buddha has taught. Why is that so? First of all, she taught or she knows the absence of a self and individual, which is what was taught by the Buddha in the first turning of the wheel of Dharma. Secondly, she knows the meaning of the emptiness of all phenomena, which was the teaching of the Buddha in the second turning of the wheel of Dharma. Then she knows everything about Tathagatagarbha, the Buddha nature, which is in accordance with the sutras teaching the Buddha nature in the third turning of the wheel of Dharma. Also, she knows about Vajrayana, she knows the tantras, and so on. So everything what she is teaching is not just self-made, but is all in accordance with the Buddha's words. She knows about the first turning of the wheel, the second turning of the wheel, the third turning of the wheel, and also about Vajrayana, the tantras. And knowing that, her son Gyalpa Dundrup praises her as the one who knows the scripture's meaning and offers praise and prostration.
Mangorzan jebe yehim per ma sinab jenla sansa to.
The next lines read, Mother, through merely singing songs, your prime awareness does increase. Mother, full of blessings, to you I prostrate and offer praise.
Tan Gorcham ma to yin kanyam ma se na yang, manang na yang, Gorcham yinwe chang yi himper, tokpa, loma tokpa gongpa dendro togondo. Di se na ma chirang sinapji, ngune sinapji re do, dine ma sinapji chu la san sar hin do do.
Lome tokpa di
gongpa. Re.
Mother, through merely singing songs, your prime awareness. Yeshe didi, pel di
lomagir
yeshe.
Lomagir yeshe mpavala koko jira, senapji yeshe.
Actually, this second line is wrong. It should be, Mother, through merely singing songs, you increase our prime awareness, maybe. But with singing, I have to meditate about it. Mm-hmm. Later when... Oh, yes. Our prime awareness does increase. Oh, very good. Easy. Mother full of blessings, to you I prostrate and offer praise. Her son praises her here as being full of blessing. He has trust in the power of her blessing. And why is that? Because just by merely singing songs, she is able to increase the primordial awareness of her students. In Tibetan, it gives the word tsam, which is merely. That means she doesn't have to do anything else but just singing songs, and our the primordial awareness of the students will increase. So through singing songs, she makes the realization of her students increase. And that's why her son is prostrating to her and offering praise to her.
Ma shabto me jan dama tong, ma tukye jen la sansa tong.
Mother, even without worship, still you teach instructions. Mother full of compassion, to you I prostrate and offer praise.
Ama chiran tukye jen am ningye jen rindo. Junsen kare sana hyapto sejete chuhyo wala hyapto mbrwa juzere ma cheran la hyapto kanya mina yang hyapto meba la yang dangwa tungdo hyapto yoba ta meba la cheba segmdo tisena ama cheran tukje chem ningje chin rindo ningje da demba ama la tepa da demba pusa sa chin do do.
Mother, even without worship, still you teach instructions. This word shaptok here is a word for offering that is given to a lama, or worship that is given to a lama to make him teach instructions. But for Machik Labdren, there is no difference whether she gets such a type of offering or whether she doesn't. Still, she is teaching. She's giving these instructions out of compassion. Not having worship or having worship doesn't matter to her. She's full of compassion, and therefore she gives instructions. This is why her son prostrates to her with great faith and praises her. That was a perfect teaching of... The teaching was thus perfected.
Ta yun din je ju to ba lo gu ni to ba ti ca ba le. Ta ji ran song gor ta. Ta ma re yo ne ri. Zang bu yun din je song yong, de lo lom zhe me ba le. Yun bu nom do je song yong.
Tomorrow Rinpoche will explain the prize offered by the son of Machik Labdren at her cremation shrine on the, at the western door.